Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning we have a very special guest to talk about a very special project. David Roosevelt, who not only is the grandson of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he's also the president of the board of the Hyde Park Education Foundation. Their mission is to provide financial resources to individual schools and district-wide programs that encourage and enhance the educational opportunities of students in the Hyde Park Central School District. They are having a Field of Honor event over the Memorial Day weekend that takes place on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It is quite an event, and David will be giving the opening remarks at 10 a.m. on Saturday. He joins us this morning to tell us about the full range of activities, and we'll talk about other cool things as well. David Roosevelt, a great pleasure to have you back on the program. Thank you very much.
Joe, it's great to be with you. Good morning.
Well, it's always nice to hear your voice and to speak with you, and I thank you very much for making time for us. Give us a sense of how you came involved with the educational system in Hyde Park, which is so linked to your family name.
Well, it is linked, and I have one of my two daughters is in the school system here, and when I was talking to the superintendent, Greer Reichick, early on, I asked about the whether Hyde Park had an education foundation, and they had one, but it had been dormant for, gosh, over 20 years, I think. And I said, well, we need to do something about that, thinking that other people would, and I ended up as president of it, and so we just got it restarted. We're in the process now. It's about 6-7 months old, and this is our first event.
So let's talk about that event. This will take place, the Field of Honor. It'll take place on the FDR home front lawn at the Museum and Presidential Library in Hyde Park. And on Saturday, you'll be making the opening remarks. And then ultimately, what will be happening?
Well, we have a whole range of activities. Of course, you know, Memorial Day weekend is probably the most visited weekend with over 30,000 visitors at the home and library and all over. There is a military bivouac that goes on, and of course the Field of Honor. This is the first year that we're doing this, and there will just be all sorts of activities. We will have music. We're going to keep the speeches at a very minimum, just on the opening. There will be on Memorial Day the annual Rose Garden ceremony at the gravesite of my grandfather and grandmother, and that will kind of culminate the weekend events. So there's just going to be a great deal going on. Our event is obviously nonpartisan. It's open to the public for free. Individuals can purchase, we hope they will, flags. These are 3-foot by 5-foot flags on an 8-foot standard. And they can honor anyone that they wish, whether it be a veteran or a family member or someone in the community, a teacher, anyone they wish to honor.
A beautiful way to honor someone. As you said, not political, and it's nonpartisan. However, are there parallels to be made in what you're doing in this work in helping education and the work that your grandfather did on this front?
Well, actually, even before, my great-grandfather was involved with the school system here in Hyde Park as well, and my great-grandmother, Sarah Delano. I think there's, a great deal of parallel. My grandfather and grandmother both believe so much in public education. And my grandfather, as you may know, helped design a number of the schools here in the system, a few of which still stand and are still in use. So, you know, my family has been actively involved in the school system in Hyde Park for, decades.
And when you think about that legacy, what does it mean for it to be in Hyde Park and the students that come through Hyde Park and while may not be members of the family, of course, but still are so linked to the Roosevelt family and all that your family has brought to that community?
Well, I think that I get to see so many of the school groups that come through, but I think that the opportunity for these young people to see the home, to visit the library, and which is very interactive now that it's been completely refurbished a few years ago. This is an opportunity for them to really understand what my grandparents did and wanted to do for this nation in their own ways. So, I hope and I feel certain that they really come away with a sense of history when they visit, when anybody visits, but the young people in particular.
I was reading an article this week about the Supreme Court decision, the 5-4 decision, allowing employers to get their workers remove their right to sue collectively. And the headline that I kept on hearing was that this was the death of the New Deal. A frontal attack on the New Deal and demolishing the New Deal. There were several different headlines that I saw. When you see things like that, how do you react to it?
Well, we live in a different day, but I think that although there's a good deal of activity today, which perhaps undoes the New Deal, the fact is that we also see what the New Deal accomplished from a historical standpoint, and we do see glimmers now and then of a return to the New Deal. For example, when they talk about investing in infrastructure, which is so needed right now, a lot of the programs that we hear about are really based on what my grandfather did in the New Deal. So, I don't think you can escape the historical significance of a lot of those programs.
And are you, the inevitable question is what would your grandfather think of this current administration? And I don't know how you feel about answering that.
Well, I think he would be astonished and saddened, I think. Not only with the current administration, but what is happening and what we've seen evolve in Congress and all of that. I can remember even in my day, and I'm a good deal older than most of your listeners, I'm afraid, but, I can remember having friends who were on the other side of the political spectrum from me, but we would never, our friendship was the most important thing, and what it's sunk to today is really, I think, a very sad comment.
Well, I want to remind people that about this amazing event that's going to be taking place on this weekend. It's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You'll be giving opening remarks on Saturday. This is all a Field of Honor event at the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Home and Museum. It's the front lawn of the home where this will take place. The information booth will have the flags, and then you can get a flag to honor anyone that you wish. There will be wonderful guest speakers to kick it all off. As you say, you'll keep that to a minimum, but there will also be the FDR High School jazz band performing, as well as the New York Theater Organ Society performing on Sunday. There will be organ performances at 11 and 3. And also, Boy Scouts will be there, and you can walk the flag display. And then on Monday, after the parade on the field, there will be an aerodrome. We'll fly over the parade route. And
that's actually on the opening day, during the opening ceremony, Joe. The Rhinebeck Aerodrome will be flying the missing man mission formation over the opening.
That's at 10:10, right? And then they'll be doing it. We'll fly over the parade route on Monday, and then closing remarks. And a lot going on at the Rose Garden. And you can find out all of this. You can go and find out by going to the FDR Museum and Library website. All of this helps the Hyde Park Education Foundation and the great mission that they have of providing resources to the schools and district-wide programs. David Roosevelt is the president of the board. David, always a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for sharing with us, and I wish you all the luck in the world this weekend.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for having me. We appreciate the time.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Coming up next, we remember Philip Roth. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.